striped body that might...
Is that a chipmunk?
Sure. You open these up, and sometimes there are pearls inside.
Oysters.
All right, and this is a creature that lives in the water some most of the time and jumps around, makes a croaking sound.
A frog.
Yes, how many different kinds of these?
Yes, they're bullfrogs. And I wouldn't know the other kind.
Okay, the very small ones that you see.
Toad frogs.
Okay. Now, is that size that distinguishes the toad from the toad frog from the bullfrog?
I think the toad frog lives more around water, though I'm not sure about that.
And those very small ones, though, that you see after the rain sometimes. Very small.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are.
Okay. These things dig them out of the ground and use them for bait.
Worms.
Yeah. Now, any different kinds of these? How about these great big ones? These very long ones that they... Very long worms.
Well, they're red worms and earth worms. And beyond that, I don't know.
Okay. These have hard shells and move rather slowly along the...
Tortoise.
Okay. Now, any... how about the... are these the ones that live on land? You're talking about the
yes.
ones that live on land. How about the ones that live in water?
Turtles.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard the term gopher?
Yes.
Used for these?
No. I thought gophers lived in holes.
Okay, you don't think of a gopher at all as a turtle?
No.
Okay. Or a cooter. Have you heard that? Or a cutter for a turtle?
No.
Okay. These fly around candles.
Moths.
Yes, and the singular is this one.
Moth.
These have tails that light up.
Lightning bugs.
Okay. And these insects have long, slender bodies and sometimes fly, with kind of transparent wings. They fly around water quite frequently.
Wait a minute. Dragonflies.
Right. Now name a few different kinds of stinging insects.
Wasp, bees, yellow jackets. Bumblebees.
Now another kind, wasps are pretty nasty, but this is another very kind of vicious one.
Well, the only one I can think of is a date dauber, but that's not vicious.
No, they don't sting, do they?
Or? I always think of wasp and yellow jackets.
Okay. How about hornet?
Hornet.
Mm-hmm. Do you distinguish these by size or shape or color or nest or sting?
Well, I think you could do it by all of them.
Is what's the difference between a wasp and a hornet, for example, is the way they look in appearance?
Well, I call them all wasps, so I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think of saying
I'm familiar with the nest.
Well, the wasp has a clay nest attached to a building. A hornet, I believe, has a nest more like a honeycomb.
Mm-hmm. How about the yellow jacket?
The yellow jacket.
Is that more a wasp or a hornet or something?
It's more a wasp.
Okay. And do you have anything peculiar about the sting of these various...
Well, I know that people are terribly allergic to wasps.